Specsavers Opticians for a clearer outlook.
Tonight, patchy rain in places, some ground frost later, minus 2 Celsius, 28 Fahrenheit below. Friday, cloudy with rain spreading everywhere throughout the day, top temperature 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. And it's currently 2, that's 36 in Port Talbot and Tenby, and right here at 105 to 106 FM.
Nick Abbott,
Nick Abbott,
with the late night phone-in.
Real radio.
The Late Night Phone-In with Nick Abbott on 0845 105 to 106.
105 to 106 FM.
Real radio.
All good things must come to an end.
I'll admit comedy's been good to me, but I've had it.
I've really enjoyed this time broadcasting to Ireland. What is that girl on?
I don't know.
No, nobody has any idea.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song. In case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts, two turtlenecks and a beer. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Oh, yeah.
More. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the sixth, the golden Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of pack, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Okay, okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
6 packs of 2 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of pack,
3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go home.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smoke, 6 packs of 2 4 5. And a beer.
Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12. Good day. And welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of fat, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
Is that Canadian to you?
Hey,
I think that song's a boot Christmas.
Might be, eh?
Yeah. You know, there's one song that has been going over in my mind on a tape loop all day long. You know when there's like a song gets stuck in your mind and you can't get rid of it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one's only 8 seconds long. Over and over, and I have every time I like turn around, this song is going on and on and on in my head, and I can't get rid of it. Do you have any idea how annoying that is? We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late. I'll show you how annoying that is.
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Let's go for our first call, and it's... One moment, please.
Elizabeth from Cheddar.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm going to miss you, Nick.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I wish you all the best on retirement.
Oh, thanks. Thanks
and
very much.
And the best of luck, and a very happy Christmas, and a very happy New
happy
Year.
Happy New Year, and all that jazz, yeah.
Happy New Year, Kev.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
And a Merry Christmas.
What are you going to be doing at Christmas, then, Elizabeth?
Only at staying Christmas at home.
Oh,
on my diet, usually not eating much.
So, it's going to be a happy Christmas, then, is it?
Well, a bit sad being your gone, I suppose.
You don't sound, how did the Americans used to say? Stoked.
No, sorry to let see you go.
When was the last time you were stoked, Elizabeth? Decent girl.
I'm decent,
decent
Nick.
Girl, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm decent, right. I was going to say, I wish you all the best on your retirement. I got a good idea what you could do on your retirement.
I seriously doubt that.
You would write a book.
A book?
Hey. Write a book about me. Me and you and your shows.
Yeah, right.
No, your listeners and that. Your favourite listener than me.
That'll happen.
You can write a book.
Bestseller.
So tell me about...
It'll be a bestseller, Nick.
Tell me about Christmas at your place then, Elizabeth.
Oh, we're going to have the family at Christmas.
Right.
Come in family for all lunch, Christmas lunch, like. Right.
The Siamese twins?
No, they ain't coming.
No.
No. I ain't seen me actually for a few years. I ain't seen my cousin for a year. He ain't been over for a long time.
Are you beginning to get the message?
No, I ain't seen him. I seen my cousin, his sister, the other week. But my dad's brother, he sees him now and again,
His brother?
My dad does. He's his brother.
So what's the Christmas lunch going to be like over at yours? Jacket potatoes?
No, turkey.
Right.
Pork.
Mm-hmm.
Apple sauce.
Yeah.
Sprouts, carrots.
Yeah.
Roast potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled potatoes.
Jacket potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
I'm not having no jacket potatoes on Christmas.
No jacket potatoes.
I'm going to have a bit of lean turkey.
Right.
Bit of lean pork.
Mm-hmm.
3 boiled potatoes.
Yeah.
A bit of cabbage. Bit of cauliflower and a food please.
Right.
Oh, Nick.
Yes?
I was going to say, can you do me a favour, please?
No.
Can you put me on the cook tins? you've got time for that on your retirement now, haven't you? You can write a book about me.
I guess so. Now that Britney Spears has her contract is going to expire, I reckon that you're next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got a good idea. I'm going to get a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving up for a nice guitar, and I'm going to see if I'm going to make a number one hit out.
A number one hit?
At the charts, at the country charts. Yeah, I don't expect it to go to the pop charts. I don't sing pop, see? I expect it to go to the country charts.
Right.
I'm gonna go for a nice song and
anything in mind?
Yeah, I've been learning a nice song and I reckon it could go to number one actually.
Right. How about doing a cover of an old standard? Because that always gets the radio airplay. Cover an old standard.
Yes, right. Your one's always go to number one.
You can never go wrong. Okay, are you going to go off with the trumpety trump?
No, I don't like that song. It's all right for youngsters, little
kids.
Yeah,
children. Mm-hmm. People listen to this show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say...
People who work on this show.
I'm going to miss you, Nick.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too, Elizabeth.
Oh, it's a shame. I know I won't marry you. We're only having a laugh and joke and that.
No marriage before sex.
No, no marriage before that.
She's
I was going to say, but I know I won't end up with you. How can we end up whenever silly we're talking about that and that?
I know, don't.
There's only a telephone call. Mm-hmm. We're just fans whenever, aren't we, Nick?
Just
really?
Having a laugh, will we?
Just having a laugh, please. But you're welcome to ring me up. Just okay. As a friend, if you like.
Right.
No!
Yes. You are Nicholas.
Yes.
I call you Nicholas now.
Yeah, only my mum and dad get to call me
Nicholas?
That. Yeah. Anyway, Elizabeth, I hope you have a nice Christmas and everything works out all right over at your place. All right.
Yeah, I wish you happy Christmas, happy New Year. Oh, I forgot to tell you, my darling. Do you know my website?
Yes.
Do you know now you're going and retiring and unless you go on to another shows or if it's out of the break traffic for a year, then you go on to another radio show, never contract. So you might go on Radio 4 or something like that.
Something like that.
In your own days. kept laughing for you, giving the game away.
Right. Anyway.
I'm listening, but what's going to happen to my website then?
Oh, it's nothing to do with me, dear.
Can you get in contact with them with my check coming for the post?
I think you'll have to hold your breath for that one.
Well, wait, I suppose it'll take a long time for them to collect the money out, won't it?
Yeah, but I would expect it with interest for you. Yeah,
and you serve the money out of it, mate. Could you help me along?
Yeah.
Do you want to get them on to that, Nick?
I'll definitely look into it.
Please put me on the packets of crisps and the potions. Be safe, please.
Leave it with me, all right.
How long will it take? Tell me the truth.
Couple of weeks.
Oh, it's lovely. Is that a Christmas present, isn't it?
Your face on a can of Coke. Couple of weeks. That should just about do it. I think I can organise that deal in 2 weeks flat.
I appreciate that.
All right.
That's honest truth.
Thanks
a
lot.
And my Christmas present from you. You can write a book about me.
I'll do that, yeah. Sure.
All right.
In a parallel universe. I will do that, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
I wish you all the best.
Ta-da, dear.
Happy New Year and Happy Christmas.
It was Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Nick Abbott's Late Night Phone-In on Real Radio. Nick Abbott's Late Night Phone-In on Real Radio.
Call Nick Abbott on 0845 105 2106. Nick Abbott on Real Radio. Call Nick Abbott on 0845 105 2106.
On Real Radio's Late Night Phone-In.
Real Radio.
Dangerous man. Does the train go choo-choo-choo? Yeah, the train goes choo-choo-choo. Does the dog go wah-wah-wah? Yeah, the dog goes wah-wah-wah. Choo-choo-choo. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy-free Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the duck make clack-clack-clack? Yeah, the duck make quack-quack-quack. Do the parrots yak-yak-yak? Yeah, the parrots yak-yak-yak. Yak-yak-yak. Choo-choo-choo. Big surprise. Presents nice. Candy-free Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree.
What? Bob on the bass.
More than that, I love it. So Britney Spears has been canned by Pepsi, eh? Front page of the Snooze of the World. And, fading pop princess Britney Spears has been dumped as the face of Pepsi and replaced by Destiny's Child singer Beyoncé Knowles. Officials of the giant soft drinks firm said that 21-year-old Britney's... Are you ready?
Go on.
£75 million deal is not being renewed after nearly 2 years. Beyoncé, who starred as Foxy Cleopatra in Austin Powers' Gold Member, is thought to be getting the same amount. Oh, my God. $75 million. I think I could undercut that. I think even with all my other commitments, I could squeeze in a couple of years advertising the Pepsi for... I could do it for, like, $60
million. Yeah.
I could undercut Beyoncé Knowles by $15 million quid.
Well, you value for money.
Talk about value for money. Yeah, it's they should think about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're popular.
What they could get with 15 million quid. This is...
By the way, I've got your Christmas present.
Port Talbot. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Martin.
I thought I said that because there's two of you. So, yeah, I do care as well. You
thanks. Yes.
Excellent.
What?
Oh, yes, yeah, so I was talking about that, because, you know, about the sketches you do, like that voice Carol you've got.
Yeah.
I like that. He goes, what? And, was it, no! That's good. And what was the song you were playing the other night? It was, it was like a lullaby. It was Go to Sleep, You Little Creep, something like that.
Yeah.
Who was singing that?
No idea.
It sounded a bit like Elvis, you said.
Oh, it definitely wasn't Elvis, no.
No, I obviously thought not, no. But I know he sounded American, whoever it was.
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've pulled them all off the net. I've got no idea who did them, but some of these are excellent, and they're well worth having.
Yes. Especially this Christmas ones you got.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I pulled these ones off the net, and I don't know who did them, but they're definitely worth having.
Didn't I explain
myself clearly enough?
Yes, you have.
Right.
I'd like to wish you all the best as well. I was wondering if it's possible you could play the whole of that Bang Zoom Let's Go Go by Hitman Howie T and Roxanne.
Definitely not, but thanks for asking.
That's all right. And I'd like to wish you all a very, very Christmas, and I'm going to miss you a lot.
All right. Cheers, mate.
That's okay, anytime.
Ta-ta.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go to sleep,
You little creep, with your red bloodshot eyes. Go to sleep, you little creep. Hope your teddy bear dies. If you wake before I do, don't you dare cry. If you wake before I do.
And then there's the rest of it.
All right.
Definitely not Elvis, no.
Well,
right, let's go.
So are you ignoring me now, bud?
What?
Because I said I've got your Christmas present, you just moved on.
Well, I know, but it's early, yes?
Well, you're not getting it till much, much later.
Right, right. So that's why I moved on.
You know, you could barely contain the excitement.
Well, how much did you spend?
I've never seen anyone with less expression on their face.
Money terms, now. How much?
I've told you, it was about £10.
About £10. Is that all I mean to you?
Well, it's more than you spent on me.
Well, that's right, but that's all you mean to me. Here's one in Bradford. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan.
Hi, Nick. Just wanted to come on air and wish you all the very best for after you retire.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas.
So what are you going to be doing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
it's
don't
only
know.
Next week, mate.
Yeah, well, who knows?
You haven't made any plans?
No, I'll be going over to my auntie's, probably.
Oh, your auntie's.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. What's she like?
Well, she's nice.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Right. Nice.
So, moving on.
Why your aunties?
I don't know. It's just family tradition.
Right. Is it?
Yeah.
Not a member of the Adams family, by any chance, eh?
No.
Bizarre. Off to his aunties for a Christmas treat.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, well, the best of luck with that.
All right.
And I hope it all works out well.
Right.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. Got loads of those jibby jobbies.
Yeah.
To give away. Five. Count them.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll give one to you.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Here's Bradford again. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Rebecca.
Hello. I was just phoning in to say, how good your show was and, it's sad to see you go.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
I was wondering if I could get an autograph or something.
An autograph, yeah.
Yeah.
Who of?
From you.
Oh, me. So what are you going to be doing this Christmas?
No, I'm just, going to be going to my grandma's or something.
Grandmother's, right. Or keeping it all in the family.
Yeah.
You're taking your parents, though, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to be getting? Have you been good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a no to me.
I'm wondering how you get a jibber jabber.
I'll only know when I say it. It'll probably be down to a lightning round or just someone who pleases me.
Oh, please, can I have a jibber jabber?
but that definitely rules out anybody who just flat out comes and asks for one.
Could you please?
Which part of what I just said did you not hear? Awful, Charlie. You're trying to tell me that you've been good this last year, so what do you think you're going to get?
Jibber jabber?
No.
Persistent, at least.
That's off your list. What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You don't know? You must have some clue. Haven't you been rooting around in your parents' cupboards to see what they've bought you? Yes.
No.
Not even a sneaky peek?
No.
Are the presents under the tree?
No.
No? Oh, right. Oh. Maybe that's a foretaste of things to come. Nothing. Come on, you must have some idea what you're going to get.
Well...
How old are you?
16.
16, right. So you're a little past Barbie. And, I don't know, what does a 16-year-old want? One True Voice album, single, poster, or whatever they do. Who do you like?
Busted.
Busted? Busted?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm well up with, the music of the kids today.
Yeah.
They didn't do this one, did they? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Busted. Yeah.
It was.
Okay, well, enjoy that with my compliments.
Okay.
Right. Ta-da.
Let's look at your autograph.
Oh, yeah, my autograph. All right, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
And then he can pick you up in there and I'll sort it out for you. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Ta-da.
We'll do what we usually do. Mark will sign a bit of paper and pass
right.
it off as your autograph.
She's on five, Mark. Is he even listening to this show?
Yeah, he is.
He's tuned into Radio 3. Let's go with Vasilia.
Hello there, Nick.
Hello, Vasilia.
You are Port Talbot, Bradford for Talbot again.
Yeah, that's right.
Now then, Nick.
It fits.
You know, if you had a boyfriend like the one in the 12 Days of Christmas, your house would be full, wouldn't it? can imagine every day all this stuff arriving.
Yeah. Yeah, I can actually. Yeah.
I'm going to miss you.
I've got a cupboard empty, just you know, ready and waiting.
Well, the cupboard under the sink.
Under the stairs. So far, there's nothing in it.
No, under the sink, right? You have the things must have. The popcorn maker. The waffle maker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Use one, never use again.
That's right.
Have you got things like that, tell me?
Always smelling, yeah.
Yeah.
All those like fizzy drink things that you put the syrup
yeah.
in, and it makes a fizzy drink-like product.
What else? The waffle maker?
The wok.
The wok? Hard wok never killed anyone.
Yes. That's it. I'm fresh out.
Are you? Listen now, love. I'll tell you this. I shall miss you. Terribly.
Well, that's nice of you. Thanks a lot, Celia.
Lords and knows I love you.
Can I send you something in the post?
What? A wok.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a wok, a waffle maker, and a...
Popcorn maker.
Yeah, that's right.
What else? The steamer.
The steamer. Oh, no, steamers are good. You should use a steamer.
Yeah, they're good. They're healthy. Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
What else can we have now? The soap cooker, that's marvellous.
Well, I want you to understand you're getting nothing from me. You do. You do understand that, don't you?
Just your love.
That's my love, that's right. And precious little of that, to be honest.
What? I beg your pardon?
I merely jest with you, Vasilia. I really, really love you.
Do you?
Yes.
How much?
This much. How much would you say that was, Kev?
More than all the...
Like, approximately. You know,
more than all the love in the world.
To the nearest centimetre.
You're looking at 10 inches.
As much as that?
Sizable, man.
I love you. Lords.
So what's your Christmas going to be like then, dear?
Right. I shall spend it on my own. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then going up to Bicester.
Bicester?
Yeah.
Yeah, cause a bit of trouble.
No, I'm being picked up.
I bet you are. Anyone you know?
You know Elizabeth of Cheddar.
Let's keep sex out of this.
Listen now. Yeah. Elizabeth Cheddar.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous looking bird.
Sure.
I've seen on the web.
Right. Yes, she's a striking woman and no
she's
mistake.
She's a striking woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are?
I'm not a striking woman.
No, you're a striking man.
Yeah. I'll strike you if you call me
Listen
a striking
now.
Woman.
Everyone is so sad you're going.
Well, that's, you know, that's life. Get used to it.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, that's right.
Move on.
Next.
Another, next. Like the same song says, next.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Listen now, love. We all love you, Lord.
That's very nice of you.
And Lord and Lord and Lord. One, 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 no kisses.
Yeah, moi.
As we say in Crete, many kisses.
Are you in Crete?
No, I'm not in Crete. I'm in Baghdad. But I go out to Crete.
Right. Crete sounds nice around about now.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah, man.
Marvellous.
It's a magical place, Crete.
Right.
Where my name comes from, don't I?
Is it? Vasilia.
Vasilia.
And what does that actually mean in Cretese? Is it...
Right, is it queen?
Is it like a communicable disease?
That's no, it's queen.
Like. Huh?
It's Greek for queen.
Queen?
You know, Agios Vasilios in Basel?
No.
Top saint in Crete.
Right.
Right. My saint's day is January the 1st.
Hmm.
Right. Now then, on January the 1st, they give gifts to each other, which they've made themselves, not bought in shops.
Well, they're cheap, are they?
No. They're made with love.
Oh, right. Well, screw that. I want something that's shop-bought. And keep the receipt.
So we can claim on the insurance,
yeah,
then.
I don't want any tripe that people have made. Listen, you can keep that.
Out in Crete, they do macrame.
Yeah, exactly. My point precisely, macrame. What on earth could anybody want with macrame at anything?
Apart from Stevie Wonder,
who'd use it as a hat.
I love you so much.
Well, I wish you all the best, Basilia. Have a happy one, and I'll talk to you in another life, all right?
Okay, love.
Ta-ra, dear.
We've been there before. Ta-ra,
bye,
love.
Bye.
Nick Abbott's Late Night Phone-In on Real Radio.
Call Nick Abbott on 0845 105 2106.
On Real Radio's Late Night Phone-In.
Real Radio!
I want to show you something.
Let's dive right back in and speak to Ben from High Aqua.
Hi.
Where's that, mate?
Near Pontefract.
Pontefract, right.
Yeah. I can't believe it's the end.
Yes, it's my end.
Yeah. So you're planning to do anything?
No.
No, just sit.
Just sit, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a plan?
Very good.
Sit and, like, look occasionally, listen every now and again, but mostly sitting, yes.
Yeah. I wish I was a radio DJ. I get to retire at that age.
I don't think many do, actually.
Just you.
Most seem to, like, go on and on and on. Yes.
Mm. Most aren't to, like, 3 hours in the middle of the night, neither.
Well, that's right, yeah. Isn't that amazing that you can actually make a living just working 3 hours a day? And when you're at, even at work, it's not work. I'd thoroughly recommend it to everybody who doesn't mind working in a wacky business. Is wacky the right word, Kev?
I think wacky is absolutely spot on.
So what do you want to do then? Or what do you do?
I'm at school.
At school, right. Yeah. So any ideas?
No. been to a school disco today.
You've been to a school disco?
Oh, yes.
Right. How was that?
It was okay. Yeah.
Okay?
They play the old Macarena and all that.
Oh, they didn't. Oh, really? A Macaroni?
Yeah, they played about 10 of those kind of songs.
Oh, painful. What, no banging, slamming techno action?
No. Oh, I think they did that once.
Right.
Remember, they played it so high, everyone had a headache.
they're not very robust, the youth, these days, are they?
No,
really?
No.
Yeah, you've got grounds for compensation there, mate.
Yeah.
A headache, you say? Good grief.
Oh, yeah. 2 paracetamol.
Yeah, that's right. Call me in the morning. Oh,
yeah.
No, too late.
So
you don't have any idea what you want to do?
Well, no.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, what are you good at?
Nothing.
That's really...
Oh, come on, mate. What are you good at?
I've taken food, but...
taken food?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, taken food technology.
Food technology?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's all about product research and all. Making stuff.
Humec, is it?
Yeah, that's
it. Making stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you'll be on the production line in the meat factory before you know it. There's something to look forward to.
Be making Swiss rolls.
That's right. Keep your hands clean. All right. And, well, the best of luck with that.
Yeah. Could I have one request before I go?
Of course.
Yeah, can I have the Vaseline song, please?
The Vaseline song? I don't think I can find that one.
Vaseline is good for chapped lips.
Vaseline gets duck fangs free. Vaseline soothes hard-blown noses and cools down stings from a bee. Vaseline can make things slippery and soften up wrinkly necks. You can put Vaseline on your and use it when you're having...
Yeah.
Here's one in Pontefract. Hello, Adam.
Hello there.
Adam.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
God, I can't believe it's got to the end of, well, your radio life.
Yeah, the end of my end, yes.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not working until you're 70, eh?
Actually, it's the start of my end.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of that in the post if you like.
It's fine, thanks, you can keep it.
Okay, fine, sir.
So, have you had a good day?
What, sorry?
Have you had a good day?
I have had an excellent day, yes. I did all of my Christmas shopping in the space of about 1 hour. I actually decided to buy people things.
Okay. Apart from me.
Apart from you, yeah, that's right. Totally forgot about you, yeah. But I've done it, I'm sorted, and bring it on, that's what I say. I can't wait.
I wrapped all mine tonight.
You what?
I wrapped it all mine tonight.
You wrapped them?
Yeah.
Right, and what are you getting?
Well, I'm not bothered, really. Anything will do.
You're not bothered? Okay, let me take a guess. You're 17.
18.
Right, pretty close. Oh, not bothered. Oh, so it's like it's all too commercial. And what about the starving children in Ethiopia? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I care about them.
Have you painted your walls black and you're listening to Marilyn Manson music?
No one, no.
Do you use the phrase, it's so unfair?
No.
Do you sometimes want to pull your arms out? You get so frustrated?
Oh, of course.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you get my email?
I don't know. Who are you?
Adam's
oh, you're Adam from Pontefract. Yeah, I knew that already, yeah. I haven't checked my emails today because they were broken yesterday. Are they fixed yet?
Well, no. I don't quite know how to break this to you. I'm not entirely sure you have an email account anymore.
Oh, really? Well, then, unfortunately, everyone who sent me an email in the last couple of days, I don't know where they are now. They're floating out there in, where do they float, Kev? They're floaters, yes. You particularly, mate.
I sent you one, and then I got a reply back saying that it wasn't sent to that recipient.
Recipient. Yeah, right. See, they can't even spell.
It was a joke. Because I know you don't do them on the show, so I sent you it instead.
Oh, was it? It was a joke. Was it a funny joke?
Well, yeah, but it was a bit too
rude.
Yeah.
I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Do the setup. Is it like a two-line joke?
No, it's quite long.
Oh, it's quite a long one, is it?
Yeah.
Right, well, that just rules that out, then.
Right, before I go...
Yes?
Can I say hi to David in Glasgow and Alison in Pontefract?
No.
Hello to you.
No.
Well,
no, you can't do that, no.
And can I have your autograph, please?
Oh, God, you don't want my autograph.
Yes, I do.
It's just get a bit of paper and scribble and pretend it's from Nick. It's the same thing.
Okay, well, I'll put you on hold and you can get your address, all right?
Good looking future and Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Bye.
Ta-ra. Right, he's on 4. Irritating people with autograph requests. Essex. Hello, Lee.
Hi there.
Lee.
How's it going?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah, cool. I just really wanted to make a request.
Cool.
Do you still have that Loser track on that you used to play a lot?
My
Beck.
Yeah, only a little bit of it.
Yeah, that's the important bit. Could you play that in homage to my friend David Britton?
Dave in Britain?
Yeah.
Dave
who,
in
who
Britain?
I know will be... No,
David Britain.
Richard.
Oh,
yeah,
Dave in Britain.
I know you're
pitching
for this right now.
Right. Okay, this is for you, David.
Cheers.
There you go. Unlike Saddam Hussein, I'm being compliant.
Yeah.
Here's Wolverhampton. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Julie.
I feel like I've been waiting an eternity.
I'm sorry about that.
That's quite all right. It's worth waiting for.
Of course.
I've got a dual well wish for you.
A dual one?
Yes.
Right.
Well, one from Wolverhampton, from myself.
Yeah.
And really, we will very, very much miss you.
Well, that's sweet.
And my boyfriend, who lives in Banbury.
Banbury, yeah.
Yeah.
How far away is that?
From me is about 65 miles.
Oh, just far enough then.
Yeah, just keep him at arm's length. And he wants to wish you all the best as well.
Oh, that's very nice.
So
how's that long-distance love affair working out?
Well, it's not really that long a distance.
Right.
It's only an hour and a half down the road.
Hour and a half, well, just long enough so he can't, show up unexpected.
Well, you could do that anyway, I wouldn't mind. And it works both ways. I think when it works both ways, it doesn't matter who turns up when.
Look, what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom, working both ways, is absolutely no business of mine, and I wish you'd keep it to yourself.
I'm awfully sorry. I'm not going to put any requests in, because I'd rather talk to you than listen to different
bits.
Snippets.
Right.
So,
but what would you like to hear?
It's Nick Abbott's All Request Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, your voice, that'll do. Snippets
right.
of your favourite bits.
Well, I haven't got any favourite bits of me, only favourite bits of other people.
You ought to do favourite bits of you.
Little too late for that now, I'm afraid. That would require the technical expertise of Kev here, and I don't expect him to be doing any work for the rest of the evening.
Well, maybe he's sorted something out as a Christmas present for you.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
Well, I do have a Christmas present for
right,
him.
Right, yeah. Literally can wait.
Well, I did hear that you had a Christmas present for him earlier, but he wasn't really that interested in it.
No, not really, no.
No, see? Blimey. It's something you've been going on about on air as
well. I might change my mind when I open it. Can I...
Well, it's not wrapped up.
What?
I haven't wrapped it. I didn't have time.
You spent less than £10 on me. You didn't
more than
wrap
ten
it up.
More than ten quid.
Like I said, you spent less than £20 on me and you didn't even have the decency to wrap it up.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, well, in that case, I bought you a much more expensive present, Kev. In my mind.
My finger's still sore.
Why is it always that finger?
Nick Abbott's Late Night Phoning on Real Radio.
Call Nick Abbott on 0845 105 2106.
Nick Abbott.
Real Radio. Call Nick Abbott on 0845 105 2106.
On Real Radio's Late Night Phoning.
Real Radio.
Outside was frightening, till the dog did something frightening. He's got no other place to go. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
Count your weasels before they pop, dink.
And I want you to remember that at this time of year. Let's go with a call in Pontypridd. Grant.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, Grant.
How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I certainly am.
Great.
I always like to enjoy myself.
I'm ringing about my art exams.
Your what?
Mock exams.
Mock exams, right.
And I had a 10-hour exam.
What?
10 hours. Over 2 days.
What kind of an exam is that?
Well, I know it sounds bad, but you need all that time for the drawing, but 10 hours, that's a bit much for a mock exam, isn't it?
Drawing what?
Bag design. Shopping bag design.
You're kidding me. You spent 10 hours on a shopping bag?
Yes. So it wasn't very enjoyable.
Well, what was on the... Not the actual shape of the bag, surely.
No, just the design sheets of design, you know.
What actually went on the bag?
Yeah.
Right, so what went on your bag, mate?
Well, lots of different coloured lines, stylishly done.
And that took you 10 hours?
Yeah.
You fail. Lines?
No, but after all of that, taking all our time, and at the end of exam today, she says to us, the teacher, she says, oh, well, you can take your work home and work on it over the Christmas holidays if you like.
Great.
Not even marking it or anything.
Isn't that marvellous?
Mm. Yes.
But, you see, it's they're putting you in the position where you had to actually, do your thing. It's like Jamie Oliver's The Kitchen. Did you watch that programme?
No.
No.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that's that then. But what he did was he got the kitchen people to and they thought they were cooking for a room full of guests.
Yeah.
There was actually nobody out there, but they didn't know that there was no one in the restaurant, and so they were freaking out and trying to get all these meals ready, but there wasn't actually anybody out there. But you see, before they actually opened a restaurant, he had to have tested them out, which is exactly what she was doing to you. It's like putting you in an exam position, because that's the whole point of mock exams, right?
Yeah, because usually we just normal class, we just sit around, talk,
doodling,
wander in late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's the nature of artistic people.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah.
I always wanted to know, because I've been listening for a long time, who's Carol, that woman? I don't know, is she?
She's, of course, these days she's destitute.
That was unnecessarily nasty.
Carol is, her name's Carol McGiffin, and anybody I know should be on television, it is that woman right there.
And she is sometimes.
Yeah, that's right, sometimes, every now and again. She's a diamond geezer, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. And she, of course, I suppose the most famous thing. I don't suppose she will be hating people mentioning this all the time. She's made enough money about talking about it on the telly. Plus, she used to be married to Chris Evans.
Oh, right.
Right, Chris Evans' ex-missus. That's who she is.
Mm.
But I don't want her to define her by that. She's done those afternoon telly shows, and she's done radio in her own right. And she's a very funny geezer bird.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about asking this question, but I missed out on some of the programs because my batteries ran out in my radio.
What were you using then for?
Right. I wonder what happened to Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. Well, he's in another studio, and we'll doubtless talk to him later. All right.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
I also want to say happy birthday to my dad. Christmas Day, my month yesterday.
Your dad's birthday is on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Huh.
Mm.
Happy birthday, Dad. All right, cheers, mate.
Thanks very much.
Ta-da.
You know what that means? His dad's Jesus.
Bannockburn, hello, Will.
Hi, we may be outnumbered by people wanting to see Nick go, and we could be in serious trouble. You could just reach in your crannies, and years from now, you could die lying in your bed listening to some other radio presenter. But wouldn't you give up all of these years for just one more show from Nick and Kev?
No!
Real radio! You may take Nick Abbott, but you'll never take our freedom!
You're not a number, you're a free man. Yeah, that was excellently put. Thanks a lot, mate. Oh, I think he's done.
That's it. He's done his bit.
The effort killed him. Thank God for that.
Again,
here's one in Bradford. Suley.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Suley.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. 14 minutes I've been on hold.
Oh, that's nothing, mate. Like, an hour and 14 is a long time on this show.
I guess. How are you?
Good.
And
Thingy.
Kev.
Yeah, good.
Thingy with a goatee.
Yeah.
I'm always going to refer to you as Thingy with the goatee from now on.
It's me.
Thanks very much, mate.
I can't believe you're leaving.
Believe it.
You know, it's been such a good 6 months because I only discovered you in the summer.
Right.
It's been great. Just like to wish you best of luck.
It's very nice of you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And what else do I want to say?
Bye.
I'd love your autograph.
Oh, no, you don't want my autograph. So you
yes,
want
I do.
Do you?
Oh, tell us you're going to be back soon.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Because I might not be back soon.
Damn.
So what are you, how's your Christmas panning out?
Crap.
Really?
Mm.
Right. So describe it. Describe the crapness for us.
Go to my dad.
Yeah.
Dad, do you know that PlayStation 2 you're going to get me for Christmas? don't bother because I found one in your wardrobe.
Right. What else did you find there? You weren't rooting around the back of the wardrobe, were you?
No comment.
I'll take that as a yes.
How long till the news? 5 minutes. All right, I won't be that long.
I know. you can say that again.
Yeah, I won't be that long. Do you know the website that you get all the sound effects off?
Yeah.
any... Could you broadcast it?
Well, there's one called Sound America, which is huge and very useful. A lot of the websites that used to have a lot of sound effects have stopped doing it now because they ran scared after the Napster ruling.
Because they ran scared after they found out you were using it on your show?
No, not really, no. You know the whole Napster thing where they stopped them downloading stuff on the net? Well, of course...
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people that were doing like, copyrighted stuff, well, they just stopped doing it. So there's not many up there at the moment.
Yeah.
Sound America is a pretty good place to start. Or just, throw sound effects at Google and see what it comes up with.
Cool. Seen the new Lord of the Rings yet?
No, I haven't, but I'll take a number and join the queue like everybody else.
I heard it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Great. Blow your mind.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Yeah. You'll be lucky. Start queuing now.
I'll have to, won't I? Yeah. Anyway, Nick, I'll be off soon.
Right now, as a matter of fact.
Right. It's been thanks once again. 6 months, I think this is the longest conversation I've had with you.
Well, I'm in a particularly good mood, so...
Yes, I guess. Yeah. So, can I have your autograph?
All right, then. I'll put you on hold and he'll pick you up on the other end, all right?
Good night, Nick. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Sully.
Right.
Ta-da, there he goes, he's on 3.
By the way, Mark, our phone turkey this evening, has brought in a veritable feast, as it's your last show.
A feast?
Yep, there's all manner of snacks and dips out there.
I don't eat those. Let's go with,
You are so ungrateful. It wasn't... Oh, that's nice, I might have one later on.
Mm-hmm. Leeds, hello, Amy.
Hello.
Amy.
Hiya.
How are you going?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
Yeah, I just want to say happy retirement.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
It's my first time listening to your show. unfortunately, it's your last.
This is the first show you've heard?
Yes, I'm ever so sorry.
Right, oh well.
And it was just by accident, because we were travelling home from the White Rose after doing some shopping.
An accident?
Yes. Not quite an accident. I mean, we did have you on the radio.
Right.
In the car on the way home.
Yeah.
Yes, it was lovely. You played a Canadian song about the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And that just made my Christmas, because I'm originally from Canada.
Well, do you know who these guys are?
No, I wanted to know.
They're called Bob and Doug. Does that ring a bell?
Bob and Doug, yeah. Yeah, they're funny guys, those guys.
Right, never heard of them myself.
Oh, right. Where did you find the song?
On the World Wide Wait.
Oh, it's hilarious. My husband and I were just... The first line that we had was... On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer.
Beer. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Canadian.
Yeah. It did, actually. My husband noticed first and said, oh, they sound like a bunch of Canadians. And I thought, well, I don't know. But by, the fifth day, I knew for sure it was Canadian.
So where do you come from?
Originally from a little place in Alberta called Red Deer.
And why did you end up here?
My husband is English.
Ah, right. Forced into it, were you?
Not forced, no, he's lovely.
Yes. No, I don't mean forced into marriage, I mean forced into coming here.
Oh, no.
Right.
It was my choice.
I see.
My great-grandfather's from Leeds.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't beat Leeds.
No, you can't.
Well, Harrogate, perhaps, but, Bradford, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Ilkley. Don't ever go up on Ilkley Moor without a hat. Will you do that for me?
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Right.
On Ilkley Moor, bat hat.
Bat hat, yes.
That's right. Before you, or while you're on your retirement, I do recommend that you go to Canada.
Definitely not going to do that. I heard it was like America without any of the excitement.
Oh, come on. It's much better.
But you would say that, wouldn't you?
I would. I'm biased.
Right. Well, I'll think about it. How's that?
All right.
I'll go to Chicago. That's as near as I can do.
Well, that would be all right.
Okay.
It's pretty windy there, I've heard, though.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot, Amy.
All right, you're welcome. Thank
ta-ra.
You. All right, ta-ra.
Nick Abbott's Late Night Phone-In on Real Radio.
Barry.
On 105 to 106 FM, a Guardian Media Group station. This is Real Radio.